good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, October the 6th, 2016, 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program, and we are having a great time today, to be sure. I do want to remind everybody that the big debate, the big presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is coming up Sunday night at 9 o'clock, October the 9th, Sunday night, big debate, and coming up Monday on this show, we will have former panelist on the McLaughlin Group and writer for the Daily Beast, Eleanor Clift, will be on at 12:15 Monday. We will also be joined by former HBO boxing analyst Larry Merchant at 12:30 and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, under President Bill Clinton, will all be with us Monday. She will be with us at 1:15 in studio. They will all be critiquing the big debate, the big town hall debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on Sunday night. Now, all that being said, there is a man who is very busy. I begged, I pleaded for 12 minutes to get 12 minutes with him because I know he's getting ready, at least we hope, and to be fair in our time here, we're joined by presidential candidate for the Republican Party, Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for giving us, and you said exactly 12 minutes because you are a busy man.
Yes, exactly. Actually, we've already 1 minute down, so we have to make it a little less than that. But I have to tell you, you were talking about the people who are going to discuss the debate after the debate. Let me tell you something. You don't need to have anyone on. I'm going to tell you how it's going to go right now. I am going to win. I am going to crush crooked Hillary. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So don't tell those people not to be on your show. You don't need them.
Just cancel them all Monday.
Cancel them all. Get rid of them. They're terrible people, by the way. People who worked under Bill Clinton, please. Why do you have those people on?
Well, Donald, I hate to bring this up, but the last debate, you didn't do so well.
I did a fantastic job. I really, really did incredible, I have to tell you.
Well, most people said differently. The CNN poll...
Most people don't know what they're talking about. I did a phenomenal job. I really... You have to remember, like, I'm not like her. She's been doing this for 30-some years, and she's been fighting ISIS her entire life.
I do understand that, but CNN said that 67% of people thought Hillary won, only 27% thought you won in a...
Excuse me, Scott. CNN, are you seriously quoting CNN? CNN is the Clinton News Network. I think we all know that. They're in the tank for her. So you can't trust anything they say. What about the Fox polls? The Fox polls had me win.
Well, and in a room of 20 undecided voters, 18 people thought Hillary won, and 2 thought you won.
Well, I don't know who those two people were, but I have to tell you, the people who didn't think I won, there's probably something wrong with them. They're probably not good people. They're probably terrible, terrible people.
Well, two of them are your people.
What do you mean they're my people?
Well, two of them thought that you had won.
Oh, well, see that? They're fantastic. Those two are great. The other ones are horrible.
Well, okay. Donald, another thing, the vice presidential debate that happened 2 days ago, what'd you make of your man Pence?
I didn't watch it. I don't really like Mike that much. You know what I mean? I call him Mike Pence. He's very, very hard to watch.
Well, people thought
he looked constipated the entire time. Well, and I'm not a big fan of Tim Kaine either. That guy, oh my gosh, Mr. Cellophane. I barely recognized he was there. At least Mike made his showing.
Well, Donald, most people thought that he won that debate and that maybe the ticket should be flipped and he should be on the top.
You know, Scott, do you ever want me to be back on the show again?
No, I'm sorry.
If I hear that one more time, it's not going to... I'm going to really, really get angry. I'm going to get very, very upset.
So you've heard this.
I don't like when people overshadow me.
So you have heard this.
I have heard it. I have heard it. I purposely have not watched the debate for that reason.
Okay, I understand. Well, give us a little preview. Sunday night, we are all terribly excited. It's going to be a town hall, though. It's going to be a little different. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know, I build incredible town halls. I'm a fantastic builder. I've built some of the nicest town halls around the country. So I think I'm going to do phenomenally well with the crowd. People love me. They absolutely love me. And I'm much better in that environment as opposed to someone like Lester Holt, who's absolutely against me. He was totally biased. This time we're going to have somebody that I like asking the questions.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, wait, Anderson Cooper? No. What debate is this?
No, Sunday. Yeah, Anderson Cooper is going to be moderating.
Chris Wallace is supposed to be asking the question.
Oh, no, Anderson Cooper is the moderator Sunday night.
Oh, well, this is totally rigged. You know what? I'm so glad we had this conversation. Anderson Cooper is a terrible, terrible person. I don't like him. He's a horrible journalist. He works for the Clinton News Network. So this is obviously rigged. If I win, it'll be fantastic. If I don't, it was totally rigged. I just want to make that very clear right now.
But now, Donald, earlier on, didn't you say that I should cancel all my pundits on Monday because you're going to win?
I am going to win. But if I don't win, it was rigged against me.
It was rigged. Do you think you'll do well out there with the regular people?
I do fantastic with regular people. I'm the people's billionaire.
The people's billionaire. Now,
I am the people's billionaire. You know, when I'm in New York City, Scott, which is a fantastic city, and I love, love, love New York City, and not just because my name is on most of the buildings. No, I love it because it's a fantastic city. And when I walk around, which is rare, but when I do, the construction workers, the cab drivers, the hot dog vendors, and they say, Donald, 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 they absolutely love me. These people love me. And by the way, I want to tell you something about New York City. New York City is a fantastic city, and it has to be protected. And when I become president, I am going to build a wall around New York City, and we are going to make New Jersey pay for it.
Well, at least you got a plan, Donald. The election is just a little over 30 days away. The polls are starting to show you behind. Do you feel confident?
Those are terrible polls. Those polls are using inferior numbers. I like good numbers. They're using bad numbers. I bet if you redid that poll, I'd be ahead.
If I don't have the power to redo that at this point.
You see that? You see that? I'm talking to the wrong person. I have to talk to the people who do these polls. And some of these polls I've never heard of. What is Quinnipiac? I've never heard of this. This sounds like a community college in Rhode Island.
Well, what will happen, Donald, if on that night, that big November 8th night, the votes do go in Hillary Clinton's favor?
Well, this will have been the biggest waste of time and money I've ever done. I mean, I lost $1 billion... a number of years ago, but this would be even worse. This would be catastrophic. I would be very upset, I have to tell you.
I didn't want to bring that up, Donald, but Sunday, the New York Times released some tax returns that you...
And by the way, they released those tax returns. I didn't go down on the polls. My numbers didn't go down.
Well, I think they did a little bit.
Well, that's if you look at the numbers, but I'm not looking at the numbers, so to me they didn't go down.
Not a numbers guy here.
Not a numbers guy. I don't like getting bogged down in numbers and facts and figures. That's why I don't prepare for my debates.
Oh, so you're not preparing for this one?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have so many other things to do, like tweeting at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. That's much more important than getting prepped for this, because all I have to do is say, like, Bill Clinton screws around. I didn't say that. Somebody told me. And then I'm pretty much set for the whole thing.
Well, we're down to the last 3 minutes here, Donald, so I have to get these questions in. Are you going to release your tax returns? What is the issue here?
Absolutely. I'm going to release them, and people are going to see how incredible they are. They're beautiful tax returns. They look fantastic. All I have to do is wait for the IRS to let them go, because, you know, they're under audit, and I'm a big law and order guy. I don't want to do anything I'm not supposed to do, so I'm just waiting for a letter from the IRS. They're telling me I should get it around November 11th. It's a very slow one.
November 11th, okay. Donald, back in 1995, when you did lose close to $1 billion.
When I lose big. That's big league losses, let me tell you.
Now, did you pay any federal tax for the next 18 years?
No, I haven't paid a penny. And that makes me very, very smart. Use the laws legally. Legally, Scott, legally.
On Sunday night, are you going to bring up Bill Clinton's indiscretion? You've alluded to that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just, you know what? The gloves are off. I'm going to name names. I'm going to name Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Flowers, Susan Shorer, you know, whoever it is. I have an entire list. It's very long. Bill really got around. I have to tell you, that guy's got a lot of energy. I thought I had a lot of energy. That guy's got a lot of energy.
But what does this have to do with Hillary?
Oh, it has everything to do with Hillary. Absolutely everything. She let him just fool around all the time, which means, Scott, which means she'll let that happen in the Senate and in the Congress and with our allies around the world. And we can't have that. Can we have her looking the other way on important issues? If she's looking away from her husband's indiscretions, well, she'll look away from everybody else's, if you know what I'm saying.
You brought it up earlier on, and since we do have a minute and a half left, why not bring it up? Why were you up last Friday morning at 3 in the morning tweeting about a Miss Universe contestant?
Oh, because I never sleep. I had all my internal organs removed a number of years ago. I'm basically functioning on discontent and anger. So I don't really sleep because I don't have to. I have no bodily fluids. I'm up 24/7. And this, by the way, is why I am going to make a fantastic president. I'm always awake. I'm always ready to go. Do you know what I'm talking about? If something happens around the world, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, I will be ready to go to tweet about it.
If you lose that debate Sunday, it could be curtains.
No, no, no. And if it is, it'll be fantastic curtains because all my properties have amazing curtains. They're the best curtains. Really, really incredible curtains.
That's good.
But
to
I'm
hear.
Not going to lose. I'm not going to lose because I'm going to say, excuse me, and I'm going to wear her down. And by the way, I want to mention Alec Baldwin did an absolutely horrible job impersonating me on Saturday Night Live. He's terrible.
Donald, with the 30 seconds left, who do you like?
Who do you like? I love Ivanka. I love my son, Eric. I love my other son. I can't think of his name. Oh, Donald Jr.
That's Donald Jr., yes. It's always a tough one.
Right. And also my son, Baron, who's 10 years old, who's so good with the cyber. This kid is so good with the cyber, I have to tell you something. He's really very smart. He makes that computer do things. I don't even understand it, but he's a very, very smart kid.
What about your wife, Melania?
She's incredible. Is she smoking hot or what?
Well,
absolutely amazing. And you know, she's going to be a great first lady. She'll be the first lady ever to have nude photos of her hanging in the White House.
I tell you, it's going to be something, Donald. I can hardly wait for Sunday night. And I do want to inform the listening audience, of course, this is John DiDomenico, the best. Donald
Trump. DiDomenico.
I can't even pronounce the names right. Thank
oh, my
you.
Goodness.
The best Donald Trump impersonator there is. Thank you so much, John.
Hey, Scott, and I don't know if you saw it, but I did a BuzzFeed live thing yesterday. We've got 350,000 views, and check it out online. It's really funny.
I'm going to take a look, and so will our audience. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's always a lot of fun. John D. DiDomenico, one of the great Donald Trump impersonators. Boy, oh boy, he's a lot of fun. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open. We would love to talk to you. And don't forget, the big League of Women Voters debate is coming up here on WWGH Radio on Thursday, October the 20th, starting at 7:30 p.m. You can listen over the air, 107.1 FM. On your radio dial or on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device. It is absolutely free, and search WWGH. Take us all over the world. And don't forget, that event takes place at the Marion Senior Center, 2375 Harding Highway East. Doors open at 7 p.m., and the radio broadcast begins at 7:30. So if you want to go see it live, 7 p.m. on October 20th at the Senior Center. If you can't get there, listen on the radio right here, 7:30 WWGH. Now, in hour number one, we were talking about the big wrestling event coming up on October the 29th. It is Halloween Bash at the old YMCA on Church Street here in Marion. $10 a ticket. You can get those at the WWGH studio right here in the Marion Center Mall next door to the Crafter's Coop. You can get them at the door that night, or if you know any friends who are selling any tickets in the community, you can get it from them. $10. That is a bargain for the event that is going to take place that night. The big main event, heavyweight title bout. 2.5 year heavyweight champion, undefeated in classic championship wrestling, Bobo Brazil Jr. goes one-on-one with the Butcher Beast, with WWE legend Big Bully Busick in his corner, and we will crown the first ever United States champion in a three-way Texas Tornado match as the 565-pound Uncle Hog goes one-on-two, or one-on-three, however you want to say it, with Dick the Bruiser Jr. and Ox Baker Jr. with Big Bully Busick in his corner. It is October 29th, Saturday night, 7 p.m., doors open at 6 p.m., 2 days before Halloween, the scariest event of the season, Halloween Bash. In hour number one, we heard from Big Bully Busick, who made some allusions that Bobo Brazil Jr. should not use the headbutt, the cocoa butt. Bobo said he would not use the cocoa butt, but he kind of picked on the bully. I wonder if the bully's still out there listening. I wonder if he caught wind of that Bobo doesn't seem to be frightened at all. He's willing to relinquish the headbutt that night. To me, if this is baseball, that kind of destroys the manager's plan. So Big Bully Busick might be in a world of hurt because he's already given up. I bet he's done. He's diminished because he thought he was going to psych out. See, this was a psych job, I think, on Bobo Brazil to say, hey, you can't use that headbutt. You got a steel plate there, which we all know he does not have. You need to get an MRI done. All those kind of scuttlebutt things that aren't really true. And Bobo said, fine, I don't need it. I've got other things in my arsenal. I didn't become a 2.5-year undefeated heavyweight champion by just walking across the street. So Big Bully Busick, I think, has put himself in hot water, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if I heard myself and heard the interview with Bobo correctly, Bobo said that Bully better just stay over in his corner, watch himself, and not become involved. And again, I mentioned earlier on, and I certainly do not want to say anything about Uncle Hogg, 565 pounds, because this man is a big threat. Only one loss, to my recollection, in his 3 years with Classic Championship Wrestling was at the hands of the Butcher Beast. That's how dangerous the Butcher Beast is, because the Hogg is no joke. The Hogg is the odds-on favorite to win that United States title, which, if you think about it, if Uncle Hogg is the odds-on favorite to win the three-way United States title match, and Bobo Brazil Jr. is odds-on favorite to win the heavyweight title match, then Big Bully Busick's two men, Ox Baker Jr. and the Butcher Beast, might be out of luck. And Big Bully Busick might be right back in the unemployment line. It's a very, very interesting story. If anybody has any thoughts, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Anything political you want to say, or if you'd like to talk about the big event, the Halloween Bash, coming up on October 29th at the old YMCA on Church Street, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call and we will get you up on the air. And remember, a whole lot of other great competitors in action that night, October the 29th. WWE legend Doink the Clown, Mikey the Maniac, and a whole host of others. Preston Churchill, Lord Preston Churchill, the great grandson of Winston Churchill. That is a fine, fine wrestler there. Won many amateur crowns over in Britain and bringing his great repertoire to Classic Championship Wrestling at the Halloween Bash. So many tremendous matches going on that night. It is, to be sure, a blockbuster. It's an absolute blockbuster. Again, 740-383-9944. Earlier on, we heard from a fan. Wonder if that fan's still out there listening, our referee. 740-383-9944 is the number. Give us a ring, and we will put you up on the air. I wonder if Bobo has scared away the bully. The bully has become awful quiet after Bobo came on the scene, and I would almost bet money that the bully, wherever he is, heard exactly what Bobo had to say to him and how he does not mind laying that cocoa butt to the side to put an end to the Butcher Beast and the bully on the night of the Halloween Bash. Two nights before Halloween might not be a very happy holiday season for the bully family. Could be a mess, a matter of fact. October 29th. It's going to be one not to be missed for sure. Again, anybody who wants to comment on anything going on in the world, certainly one of the big stories, as I said earlier on in the program, was Michael Reagan. Michael Reagan is the son of Ronald Reagan. Former President Ronald Reagan. And I want to get this story up here again so we get it right. We don't misquote anybody. Son of former President Ronald Reagan, Michael Reagan, said this. Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan, said he is glad his father is not alive to witness what Donald Trump is doing to American politics. The 71-year-old son of President Ronald Reagan went on a tweet storm Monday, saying that he can't support the Republican Party if it supports Trump after the candidate suggested Hillary Clinton had cheated on Bill Clinton. No way do I or would my father support this garbage, Reagan retweeted. And he also said Nancy would vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton. So that's kind of interesting. Let's go back to the phone lines. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Got this once again. Bobo Brazil doing.
Oh, Bobo.
BCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
You know, I tried to click in on the website, but I'm not at home. And I'm on the road right now. And but I did have one more word for the Butcher Beast. My refreshment that I remember the last time that we had a mascot, I whooped him a lose or leave town. And now he's back, so I'm going to have a talk with the commissioner.
Well,
whether it's suspension up or he's just coming back to get revenge.
Well, it's my understanding that what took place there, and I remember that match very well from 2 years ago, that there was no pin, there was no submission, the match was kind of tossed out. And that's what the Butcher Beast and Ox Baker at that time, his lawyers argued. And that's why Butcher Beast was allowed to continue. But I do have to say, Bobo, as an objective viewer of that match, you didn't pin him, you didn't make him submit, and he didn't pin you, and he didn't make you submit. It's my understanding that there has to be a winner come Halloween Bash. Why were you not able to pin him or make him submit? You've been able to score victories over everybody else in your 2.5-year reign. Your 4 years with Classic Championship Wrestling, you've never been pinned or been made to submit. Why couldn't you get a decisive win over the Butcher Beast?
Why? Good question. You know why? When I start chopping like he stole something, he left town like a hound dog with his tail tucked between his legs and didn't come back. This time, Scott, it's serious business. The treat going to be on me this time to him.
Would you go out on a limb here and say that he is the toughest competitor you have faced in Classic Championship Wrestling?
I have to give him that credit. Like I said, I give credit what it do. But he got to understand that I'm one of the toughest guys that he ever ran up on his whole career.
We did receive a message here from Big Bully Busick. Bully has sent a message that his plan is working. Bobo has agreed not to use the headbutt. That he is, I think Bully thinks he's got it here.
Yeah, he might think that, but Scott, a lot of people don't understand. I'm more dangerous without that headbutt because I'm just like a cat when you bag him up in the corner. You took one weapon away, I have to use the other one.
Well, like I said again, Bully, I'm sure, is listening. I know he's listening now because he just messengered that over. But what if he gets involved? He basically stated in hour number one, I know you weren't able to hear that, that he is going to get involved if he thinks anything is going not on the up and up. And he's already tried to psych you out by getting rid of the cocoa butt. I believe this is his whole plan.
That's his plan, that's cool, but I learned something out of the years that I ralph the Ox. Keep your eyes on the corner, God. Keep your eyes on the corner. He is the corner man. He is the one I got to watch. Butcher B, I got him up under my fingernail. I have a weapon that he can't get close to. And I got something that he won't.
Big Bully Busick is exactly what his name says. He's a bully. If he interjects himself, what are you going to do?
He's got to deliver, Scott. If he interjects himself and come in there and revoke me, I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'm going to lay a smackdown whooping on him.
He says, and I know he thinks he's just the baddest guy on the block, how do you see Big Bully Busick, and what information could a guy like that, a thug, possibly impart to the Butcher Beast?
Him being a thug and the Butcher Beast being who we are, from just studying before I called in, they both got a soft spot. They don't like to get beat. and they're afraid of me trying to take weapons away from me. But like I said, they can't take one thing away from me, and Butcher Beef knows that he's scared of it. That's this big hand of mine, that right hand chop. When the crowd starts saying, chop him like he stole something, watch the difference in Butcher Beef's eyes and watch Big Beauty. They're going to tuck their tails and run.
But there's another side note here, because I didn't realize this till just this afternoon, that Ox Baker Jr., who is in competition that night for the newly created United States title, has also taken Big Bully Busick as a manager. He's compiling a stable here, and Ox Baker Jr., you know the history with his father and you. Is this, it almost seems like Halloween, mysterious things go down, seems like an awful weird trifecta there. Ox Baker Jr., your Big Bully Busick and the Butcher Beast all in the arena, same night. 2.5 year title reign. Very bizarre.
I know it's a trifecta going on. I know it's a big conspiracy going on. I see the writing on the wall. Ox Baker Jr., we done had 2 matches. I beat him so bad he couldn't come back. He's going to take the message to the Butcher Beast and Busick that this man is nothing to play with. So they better get it together, because I got it together. As being your champion for 2 years, I know I have it together.
Do you have any help that night?
All the help I have that night is from the fans. I'm going to energize from the fans. And I know I got a lot of fans there. I think it's going to help out. When, like I said, when they start saying, chop him like he stole something, I have more energy than Hulk Hogan ever thought he would have.
Tell me this, Bobo, before we part for this big October 29th event. Big Bully Busick is not there to further the career of the Butcher Beast or Ox Baker Jr. He's just not that type of guy. Why is he here? Why is he aligning himself with these people? What is his motive?
Years ago, he wanted to beat my father. He couldn't get it done. So he said, now the revenge is mine. I'm going to take it out on Junior. But he's got a big surprise coming. I'm not 7 feet tall. I'm 6'2", 303 pounds. I've slimmed down. I've been in the gym. You haven't seen me lately. So I'm going to step in my Halloween outfit, and I'm going to be worse than the boogeyman on him.
You know, maybe we ought to put some since there's been a stipulation, I'll have to talk to the executive committee about this. Since there's been this stipulation that you cannot use your headbutt, and you have agreed to that, Bully Busick, you know, talked a lot about that. Maybe we should make a stipulation. Maybe we should say that if Big Bully Busick should interfere in this match, that maybe he and the Butcher Beast will be suspended indefinitely.
I wouldn't want that shot. But see, the reason I said I got all my eyes dotted, my T's crossed, what would happen if I used the headbutt?
I think it'd be curtains for the Butcher Beast.
That's what it's going to be.
It's going to be very interesting. Bobo Brazil Jr. coming to Marion, Ohio. Heavyweight title defense, 2.5 years on the line. I got to ask you this, Bobo, though, in parting. What if you do lose? There's always a possibility. The Butcher Beast and Big Bully Busick would have control of the title.
They would, but I don't think the fans are going to let that happen.
I'll tell you this. How about this one, Bobo? I'm going to give you this. And in the executive committee, you know what? I might get them on the phone before this program's over in 17 minutes. What if the Butcher uses, we shave that mustache of Busick's that he's so proud of?
I would love that.
A done deal. Busick's mustache is on. Well, hey, if he wants to go out there and he wants to get these headbutts blocked, you know what? Put your money where your mouth is, and right above your mouth, there's a big, hairy, stinking mustache. You win. We say goodbye to that night.
I agree to that.
It's a done deal. Thank you, Bobo.
All right.
You just heard it, folks. It's the headbutt versus the mustache. My goodness, if there wasn't any more reason to appear at this event, this is tremendous. October 29th, Old YMCA, up on Church Street here in Marion, $10 a ticket. You heard it here first in that big main event, Bobo Brazil Jr. facing the Butcher Beast with Big Bully Busick in his corner. If Bobo uses the headbutt, he is disqualified. If Busick loses, if his man loses, the Butcher Beast, then the mustache of Big Bully Busick is going to be shaved off. What a tremendous, interesting match that is. And I have just gotten word the executive committee is listening, and they have agreed, they have ruled that that is the case. Bully Busick, I hope you're listening out there right now. You know, Bobo, I think, is going to take you out right along with the Butcher Beast. We might say goodbye to that mustache. We might say goodbye to the Butcher Beast. We might say goodbye to Oxbaker Jr. on that night. Your plan just might have went down the tubes. And, well, I don't know. It's going to be a bad night for Big Bully Busick, I believe, October 29th. Bully, if you're out there listening, do you have anything to say? Do you want to call in? Anybody else? 740-383-9944. Boy, it's going to be a rough night for him. You know, what started out to be a good day. You know, he got his headbutt banned. Bobo agreed to it. And now it's all out the window. Don't forget, folks, Dick the Bruiser Jr. will be there. Oxbaker Jr. will be there. 565-pound Uncle Hog. A big, deadly drawing battle royal. And WWE legend Doink the Clown will be in action, as well as Preston Churchill, the great-grandson of former Prime Minister of Great Britain, Winston Churchill, among many others. Mikey the Maniac also in action, and I will be doing commentary with Big Bully Busick. So that is really, really interesting. And Bully must be out to lunch. I think he's shocked. He might have just passed out. Because, you know, tough guys like that, you know what they always say about a bully? When you walk up to a bully and you face him, they kind of shut up. It's put up or shut up now. He can't be happy about that. Bully, you have anything to say? Line is yours. I know you like to talk. That mustache may be out the window come October 29th. And basing upon the wins that Bobo Brazil Jr. has accumulated in 2.5 years as the heavyweight champion, the smart money would be that your mustache is already gone, which would be very funny in my estimation. I would enjoy it a tremendous amount. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring, and we will get you up on the air. We certainly would love to hear from you right now, because it is going to be tremendous. What an event that's going to be. Caller, are you there?
Hold the phone, Charlie Brown. What is this nonsense about Big Bully Busick losing his mustache, putting his mustache up? Do you know that this mustache was voted the number one mustache in the history of WWE, and you expect me to come to the YMCA on October 29th in a match against the Beast and Bobo Brazil with all those people in there rooting for Bobo Brazil?
You know what?
You want me to put my mustache up? Are you sniffing glue or what?
Well, let me just point out something. I can tell you're flustered because you just said you were going to face the Beast. You're managing the Beast. That's the guy whose check you've got your back pocket, you've got your hand in. And it's not really a question of if you want to do it. It's a done deal. We've spoken to the board of directors, the executive committee. You know, be careful what you wish for, Bully. You wanted the headbutt banned? The headbutt's banned. But now your mustache is on the line.
I want to see the contract. I want to see what's in the fine print. Send that contract directly to the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, and I want to make sure that this is all on the up and up. I never agreed to this. I don't know how you can railroad me into all this. I don't know if I like what's going on here, Scott Spears. Once again, you've got your fingers involved in this, and you remember one thing. I will be sitting next to you on the commentary, and if you get me sometimes, Scott Spears, I'll tell you. But I'm so happy I got to sit on my hands to keep from clapping, because we're going to walk out of there with that heavyweight championship. And Bobo Brazil, you're going to be saying, what happened?
You know what? I hate to play armchair psychologist here, Bully, but you're so worried about losing your mustache. Well, it's very simple. All your man has to do is win.
Well, you know what? But didn't the bully wind up getting that headbutt taken out? I mean, after all, he all but admitted that he's got a steel plate surgically implanted in his head.
No, I don't think that happened.
He doesn't want to take the test, does he?
Well, he doesn't need to. He doesn't even feel he needs to do that to take on you and the Butcher Beast.
He knows darn well that he needs that headbutt against the Beast. The Beast is an awesome animal. He'll come in there and pull things out of midair that'll make Bobo Brazil say, "Oh my God, I wish I was back in Detroit."
Well, you know what? Is it true, though? I have to delve into what Bobo said. Is it true that this is a vendetta against his late father, Bobo Sr., because you were never able to take him down?
Wait a second. Understand something. I never had a chance to wrestle the great Bobo Brazil. And I'm going to give credit where credit's due. You know, even Bobo Brazil Jr., he comes down the pike. He's a big guy. He's not a small guy. He's a tough guy. He's wound up with the title for how many years now? Two? He's held on to it?
2.5 years.
Key words is he's held on to it. He has never met somebody with the magnitude of the Beast. He has never stepped into a ring with somebody that doesn't feel pain. The only thing that could have possibly stopped the Beast was that surgically implanted steel plate in his head that he uses on that cocoa butt, that Bobo Brazil cocoa butt that he took from his dad. Now, he didn't have a hard head as his dad had, so he had to have that steel plate surgically implanted so that he could knock people out. That's the only way he could stop the Beast. So my plan is working. Now, this nonsense with my mustache, I don't know if I'm liking this or not here. You got your fingers in this somehow, some way.
Do you want to bring the hedge clippers to trim that thing up, or should I?
Oh, you're a real wise guy, you are. You're a real wise guy. You got as much chance of Bubba Brazil getting my mustache, you and him getting my mustache, as Hillary Clinton does telling the truth.
You know, you and him, we're not in cahoots here. All I'm saying is...
They're not in cahoots. Are you kidding me? What program have you been listening to?
Well, I'm just saying, it's very clear from the time you've arrived on the scene, which was today, your first public address, that you wanted to slap the taste out of my mouth, you wanted to get headbutts banned. You couldn't be a man. You couldn't just say, "Hey, I got this big, strong Butcher Beast. We're going to go in the ring, and we're going to take that title." You couldn't do it. You had to call lawyers. You had to call doctors. You had to get stipulations. You had to threaten announcers. You know, you're like all bullies, you're just I don't use a nasty word here. I'm trying to be nice. You're just, in the end, you're just hiding behind somebody bigger.
Well, no, here's the deal. You are the one that prompted all these actions to start taking place. Just because I have the intelligence, forget the raw strength of the bully, forget how many powerlifting records I've held, forget how many, and Bubba Brazil said I didn't wrestle independence. How do you think I got to the WWE? I wrestled the Bruiser Brodies, the Jerry Blackwells, the Abdullah the Butchers. I've wrestled them all. Wrestling too. I've wrestled them all. Steve Lawler. I've wrestled them all. I've come up through the ranks. And just you think for one second that is my only way of battling things? I've been down the road. I know when people are trying to pull shady deals. And you, sir, are the shadiest deal going, because you have your fingers involved in all this. And you know what? I know for a fact you do everything in your power to try to protect Bobo Brazil Jr.
You know what
you
I think?
Know you do.
Here's what
fact,
I mean.
How much is he flipping you? How much is he getting out of that?
You know, that's a horrible accusation. And you know what? It's interesting that you've been up and down the road, because on October 29th, it sounds like you're going up the creek.
Up the creek. Oh, you come up with some great one-liners. They're about as good as that vice president of Hillary Clinton's trying to come up with one-liners in the debate against Pence. You can't win, and neither can he.
You know what's interesting? We could listen, fans, on October 29th, right here in Marion, Ohio, the home of former President Warren G. Harding, the memorial just right up the road, we are going to see the defeat of Big Bully Busick and the Butcher Beast. And then on November 8th, just a few, 10 days later, Donald Trump goes down the can. It's going to be a very interesting two-week period. What a November. What an October.
Well, it's going to be a great show, but I think you and the fans are going to be really surprised when the Butcher Beast walks out with that heavyweight championship title the night of October 29th at the old YMCA on West Street. We're going to walk out of there with that belt, and I can tell you, one way or another, Big Bully Busick is going to have that belt, and then I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure Ox Baker beats the Hogman and the new kid, the Bruiser.
Here, before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about that. Again, if the fans hadn't heard, if they're just tuning in, there will be a three-way Texas Tornado match. All three men in the ring at the same time. The winner will walk out with the United States title. And the three men, by the way, are the 565-pound behemoth, tremendous Uncle Hog, Dick the Bruiser Jr. making his debut, and Ox Baker Jr. with Big Bully Busick. But if you thought about this, see, you're not like a George Patton. You're not a good manager. Because do you realize that if Hog pins Bruiser, or vice versa, Bruiser pins Hog, they become the champion. Your guy doesn't even have to be involved in the pin, and it's over.
Not going to happen. And you say I'm not a good manager? I got rid of the most deadly weapon in the heavyweight title match, and that's Bobo Brazil's infamous headbutt. You know how many people from decades all the way back to his father realized that how dangerous this headbutt was, and nobody looked into the in-depthness of what made Bobo Brazil Jr. so lethal. What made him so good that the fans followed him? It's because he wound up having that steel plate surgically implanted, and now you want to start picking on Ox Baker Jr., who is one of the most devastating wrestlers. Oh, Big Bully Busick is going to have a barrage of people that's going to take your championship wrestling organization, going to wake them up and say, well, look what happened.
Three minutes left. I have to bring this up, Bully, because this has just occurred to me as well. In that deadly drawing battle royal, as I say, there will be a drawing that the winner will be the new number one contender, whoever the heavyweight champion is. As we've said before, so everybody's entered in that. Dick the Bruiser Jr., Uncle Hog, Ox Baker Jr., Butcher Beast, Bobo Jr., Doink the Clown, Preston Churchill, everybody's entered in that, Mikey the Maniac. But let's bring up this. What if your two men, you know, Goof 1 and Goof 2, the Butcher Beast and Ox Baker Jr., draw number 1 and 2?
And, well?
Yeah. Well, what?
Let me ask you this. What are you going to do when, see, I'm already getting messages where Bobo Brazil wants me to manage him.
Oh, he does not.
I've gotten messages. I'll look into it. You next time you talk to Bobo Brazil, you tell him I'll look into it. I'll take him where to the heights he wants to go. So tell Bobo Brazil, don't send secret messages to me wanting to manage him. The Beast has already done it. Bobo Brazil, I'll look into it. We'll see what kind of business deal we can come up with.
You did not answer my question. If your men draw 1 and 2, who's your allegiance going to? Butcher or Junior?
It's called teamwork.
Okay.
You watch what we pull off.
Okay, if they're the last two men in the ring, and Bobo beats the Butcher and retains that heavyweight title, which is pretty much what's going to happen, because you'll be without a mustache, when we get to that deadly drawing battle royal, what if the last two men left in the ring are the Butcher and Ox Baker Jr.? Who are you going to side with?
I am going to side with the winners, because there are both my winners. And then we take the paydays, and we go to the bank, and we get the cash.
Ah, you said it there. Front runner payday. That's what you are. Big Bully front runner. That's what I hear.
Oh, Big Bully front runner. You're pretty sharp with them lines there. You're about as sharp as a pound of wet liver there, Scott Spears.
Bully, sitting to you that night will be one of the great disdains of my life, but watching that mustache be shaved off will be one of the highlights, as it will for the fans, on October 29th at the old YMCA Halloween Bash right here on Church Street in Marion, October 29th. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7. Oh, up the crick. I love it. Any parting words, Bully?
I want to see all those people come to that show, and when they do, remember, Bobo Brazil may be managed by Big Bully Busick when it's all said and done, just so he could keep the title.
How does Butcher feel about that?
Well, Butcher's fine with it, because guess what? We are a team. We are going to take over that whole organization, and Bobo Brazil wants to be a part of it. Yeah, wrestling fans better watch what Bobo Brazil is doing. There's a little doubt in their minds already. He backed out of using the headbutt because it's illegal. And so if he's willing to use illegal tactics, much like Hillary Clinton, that she even though she gets caught, Bobo Brazil just got caught and not prosecuted. So he wants to come over to the side of the bully. Big bully Busick.
Flip-flopper. Flip-flopper Busick.
Ha! Flip-flopper. Yeah, right.
Big bully Busick, thank you for joining us. It's great to talk to you as we say goodbye.
I'll see you October 29th.
I'll look forward to it.
October 29th, Halloween Bash, folks. Old YMCA. Get your tickets here at WWGH Radio in the Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafter's Coop. $10. October 29th, 7 p.m. start. Old YMCA, Bobo Brazil Jr., Butcher Beast, Big Bully Busick, Doink the Clown, Oxbaker Jr., Dick the Bruiser Jr., Mikey the Maniac, a whole host of other people. This is, you're not going to want to miss this for love or money. Emanating from the old YMCA on Church Street, 740-383-9944. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in